In Berlin, almost every student, struggling artist, and nowadays even some families, live in shared flats. That means they share an apartment with a couple of other flatmates, sometimes people they hardly even know before moving in. Everyone has their own room, of course, but you share a kitchen, a bathroom, and often even a living room with your flatmates. I did so myself for years, and it was the best time ever. You meet like-minded people, you make friends, you cook together, you learn from each other, and there's always someone there to talk to. You sit in the kitchen talking about pretty much anything for nights on end. Throw parties, go out together, it's really just awesome. A group of young Berliners decided this is exactly the kind of environment that should be open to all people in Germany, even refugees, who just arrived in Germany and need a place to live. Rather than putting them in mass accommodations or refugee camps far removed from German everyday life, they should be integrated into German society and have a proper flat in a city with local flatmates. And so Jonas Karkoschke and his flatmate Mareike Geiling made a decision. When Mareike was going abroad for nearly a year, they would give her room to a refugee rather than subletting it. And so they did. What started as a personal enterprise 4 months ago has now become a larger project that helps find rooms for refugees in normal housing situations across Germany. I met Jonas and his current flatmate Bakari, who's a refugee from Mali. I went over to their apartment because I wanted to find out how living together works, what they have learned from each other, and how Jonas manages to pay for Bakari's room. I started off by asking Jonas why it's important to give a room to a refugee in the first place.
Most of them are living in refugee camps, and this is also the basic idea, to give people the opportunity to move out of a refugee camp, because in most cases the situation in these camps is not the best, and it's really not a good start to be part of the German society and to get to know German people or people who are living in Germany. And of course our project is also a political statement that we want to say the welcoming culture in Germany is not big enough.
Jonas is referring to two issues here. One is that some Germans aren't very open towards immigrants and refugees, which can be seen with the recent rise of Pegida. The second issue Jonas mentioned is that Germany is currently dealing with a housing shortage for refugees. More and more asylum seekers and refugees have come to Germany. In 2014, it was more than 200,000, and the German government simply doesn't really know where to put them anymore. Many live on the streets, others are being placed in refugee camps far away from the normal German life. If these refugee camps are full, the refugees are placed in makeshift shelters. So Jonas and Mareike wanted to do something to help them and gave Mareike's room to Bakari, the refugee from Mali. But how are they financing this room for 10 months? I mean, rent isn't as cheap in Berlin as it used to be, and Bakari has no means to pay rent himself.
Because I cannot finance the whole flat on my own, we were thinking about how to finance this room we want to give to a refugee, and just wrote an email to all of our friends and family and asked them for, I don't know, small donations, like microfundings for 10 months, like every month maybe 5 euro, 3 euro, 10 euro, something like this. And it was really easy. After 2 weeks, we had the whole amount we needed. And because of this, we thought, okay, when it's so easy in our case, why shouldn't it be like the same easy for other people? And let's spread the word and tell the people that it's possible to share your shared flat with a refugee.
So Jonas, Mareike and their friend Golde Ebding, who was inspired by the cause, launched Refugees Welcome, a website in English and German that matches asylum seekers and refugees with people willing to share their homes with them. So how does it work exactly?
So the basic idea, the basic concept is that people who are living in shared flats and have a spare room want to share this flat with a refugee, just registrate themselves on our website. There's a form for this, and tell us some basic information about them, about the shared flat, like the age and the background, like academical background or working background or something, if they got experience with refugees and all of that.
And with that info, Refugees Welcome works with local refugee support groups and NGOs, and together they try to find a good match for each particular flat share that is willing to host a refugee. Once the NGO has found a refugee that they think would fit in well, they all meet up and see if they hit it off. If so, then Refugees Welcome even helps find solutions for financing the room.
Yeah, in some states of Germany, it's possible to let the state pay for the room in the shared flat, and this is even cheaper than paying for one person in a refugee camp. So we tried to find out the best way in financing and living together and all of this and managing all the situation together with the people who are registering on our website. Yeah.
Jonas says taking in a refugee doesn't just help the refugee, who finally has a proper roof over his or her head, but it's also a great opportunity for the Germans too.
I think it's good for everyone who's part of this living situation then, because yeah, it can give all the people new input and raise down cliches and prejudice and all of this. I think it's very important just to have a dialogue between people who are living in Germany and people who are coming new to Germany, because yeah, I don't know, you can get in touch and you can learn from each other, both sides. And we hope that through our project, it's possible for many people, not only the people who are living directly with the refugee, but also their friends and their family, to get in touch the first time, like a personal touch with a refugee. And so they can see how it is to arrive in Germany and have a hard time being welcomed. And I think it's a win-win situation for all of the people here.
Jonas says he hopes his project also helps a broader part of the German population get in touch with refugees. He thinks getting to know more refugees on a daily basis and seeing their life, their perspective and their story would help solve the recent rise of anti-refugee and anti-Muslim sentiments in Germany.
I'm sure all the people who are on the street and demonstrating like Pegida and all this stupid stuff never had contact and heard a history of a person who is fleeing, so is a refugee. And this would be solved by a dialogue. So when they would talk one time to a refugee and hear his story or her story, this would change their mind, of course. These are human beings, so why shouldn't we help them and support them and try to live together like in a positive way? The best thing would be if all of us can change our minds a little bit and just accept that it can be a really good situation for all of us to live together in peace and to learn from each other and other cultures and all of this. Yeah.
So what has Jonas learned from living with Bakary?
Yeah, there have been many funny situations. For example, Bakary, he told me that he saw there was like a, I think it was news, speaking about legalizing marijuana in Germany. He told me he was laughing because here they are thinking to legalize a drug, but still illegalizing people. And this is something he can't understand. And this is like the change in the point of view.
Yeah, so sometimes it opens your eyes and you're like, oh my God, you're totally right. Yeah, like, this is a little paradox.
Yeah.
After speaking with Jonas, I also wanted to hear from Bakary himself. I wanted to find out what he has learned from Jonas so far and how he remembers meeting him and moving into the apartment. But first, I wanted to know why he left his home country and fled to Germany.
My name is Bakary and I come from Mali. I was born in Mali, grew up in Mali. My parents are from Senegal. And I came in Germany to look for a job because it was really hard for me to live in Africa without having a job and all that.
Bakary arrived in Germany in December 2013 to find a better life. His friends, who had fled to the US, France and Italy before him, had told him it was really hard to find a job in those countries and that he should rather try his luck in Germany instead.
They was telling me, like, if it's possible, try to go in Germany, especially in Berlin, it's a big city. If you try to go there, maybe it will be okay.
But when he arrived in Germany, he didn't know anyone and couldn't find a place to sleep.
The first night I was in the street because I didn't know anybody here.
So, did he regret coming to Germany?
In the beginning, I regretted because I thought when I came, it's not going to be so difficult to find a place to sleep. And it was really difficult because if I knew, like, here is like this, I won't leave. But with the patience and courage not to give up, so helps me a lot to go on.
But one day, Bakary's German teacher, who knew about his difficult situation, introduced Bakary and Jonas, who she knew was looking for a refugee to give Mareike's room to.
She called me and she said, if you're still looking for some place to sleep, and there's one of my friends here, he's a really nice person. So then we meet in one bar, then we talk.
And then you were able to move in here, the same night that you met Jonas, right?
Yes. Yes.
And how did that feel like? Was it nice to finally have your own room where you can close the door and just be for yourself?
Yes. And the first night, I want to be honest, because it wasn't easy for me to sleep at the first night, because before to come, I called first one friend from Senegal. He had been living here for a while. Then he told me, like, German is not easy, and this sounds so easy to live with some people without paying nothing. Then might go slowly with it and all that.
So you were a little suspicious. You didn't know
little
what...
A little bit. And that night, I took a little bit along to fall asleep because I was thinking about it.
You were worrying that maybe there's like a catch.
Yeah, exactly. Then after that, then I say, okay, since I'm a believer, then I used to pray all the time to get a better place, better lives. So maybe this is for me.
Bakari has been living with Jonas for almost 5 months now, and they've become really good friends. They watch funny YouTube videos together, they cook together, they go out and meet friends and talk about their lives. So how has Bakari's life changed ever since he's moved in?
Good, very good. It changed, like, in a positive way, because I couldn't expect like it's going to be like this. The thing that surprised me a lot is the way that living with me without showing me any difference between I and them.
So you feel like you and Jonas are equals?
Yeah. We are living like a normal family. Like.
So you're cooking together and you're...
Eating together. Sometimes goes out together. And
and has this helped you to see Germany with fresh eyes? Has this helped you to kind of get to know the German culture a little bit more?
Yeah, because every day we talk about, you know, life. I have learned a lot in Germany because of them.
What exactly have you learned?
It's the candle on the table.
What do you mean?
If it's a dinner time, they turn on the candle.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, and I say, oh, this is new. And
so do you think more Germans should live with refugees? Do you think that's a good model, a good project?
Yeah, because many people, since that you say you're a refugee, they always think like you are illegal. So it's not sure to be with someone who's illegal.
Mm.
So I think is wrong, because the person, maybe he can be illegal, but is a good person. The people have to try to understand that what is the meaning to be a refugee.
More than 500 people have registered with Refugee Welcome, and so far 25 refugees, including Bakari, have been successfully placed in flat shares across Germany. The concept has been adopted by Austria, and the Refugees Welcome team is currently even in touch with NGOs in Australia who are planning to do something similar. For more info, head to refugees-welcome.net.